We're on a rant today. We talk about busyness, excuses, and why is it so hard for us to give you money?
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
Welcome back to the Tradies Business Show. G'day, Michaela.
Hello, Warwick. Good to have another episode with you.
It is. And we're going to try something a little bit different today, aren't we?
We are. We are going to rant.
The winds of change are blowing. Yep. We're going to rant because we must have taken our angry tablets this morning. What's going on? There's something in the air today.
Oh, it is. Oh. Everyone's driving me nuts with this, it seems to be, this week. So,
look, maybe it's the full moon. I don't know. But I want to talk about this whole thing about being busy. Can we talk about this busy thing that I keep hearing from people?
I'm too busy to do this podcast.
Too busy to listen.
Sorry, I just have to go. I'm too busy.
Exactly. And look, the classic example of this is my beautiful dad. I love my dad to bits, even though he drives me insane sometimes. And I'm sure that's just payback for the 20-something years that I drove him up the wall. But look, my dad's in his 70s. You know, he's been off the tools for quite some time now. They own their house. They've got a caravan. They do a little bit of tripping around. But the thing that blows my mind about my dad in particular is if I call him and he has like an optometrist appointment in the morning and a wheel alignment to get done in the afternoon, he is peeking out.
Oh, my mother is the same. I don't know what it is, but if she has more than two doctor's appointments in a week, she just can't handle it. She's so stressed, she tells me, and she's too busy and doesn't have time. She doesn't do anything. She lives with us. We look after her. She has no kids, no dependents, and she basically takes 3 hours to wash her hair. I really don't know why she's so busy, but, you know, it's also other working mothers and small business owners that I see that say they're just so busy, and then they go through what they've done for the day. And, well, in theory, it's nice that they're baking a cake for their kids' school and they're trying to save money by going to Costco and then they're driving somewhere else to save $6. I get it. But if you're not spending time on your business and being productive, it's all about being productive. Like, don't just be busy for the sake of it and the drama of it.
Absolutely. And I love it when my clients tell me how busy they are in a session. And then I get back to my office. And granted, I was on social media as well. My excuse, I was just checking my business account. But I see them posting stuff on social media, on Facebook. It's like, seriously, man, you're my friend on Facebook. Stop putting photos of you at the local when you're telling me you don't have time to work on your marketing plan. But it is all relative, isn't it?
It is. And look, it's all about, I guess, knowing what your priorities are and planning them into your week and scheduling and getting routines. I mean, this isn't rocket science, but don't just say you're busy and use that as an excuse to not achieve your goals and where you want to go in your business. You know, we all have the same amount of time as Richard Branson and everybody else.
Yep.
And they get things done. They're just smarter with their time and stop making excuses.
Yep. And look, we've had a number of guests on the show that have said pretty much the same thing. You know, there's a common theme there that it's about having the discipline and making the choices to actually achieve those results. So I'm not sure how I'm going to re-educate my dad or if it's even worth it at 71.
Can he listen to podcasts? Do you know how?
I don't think he would know what a podcast is. He probably thinks it's something that comes out of a tree, you know. But, you know, it is about, I guess, keeping that perspective as well and even taking feedback from others about what we're doing, about our behaviours, because I'm sure I make excuses as well, although I won't ever admit to it to my wife. But, you know, we all get busy, don't we?
We do. And I guess it's about to everyone, you know, especially, you know, women are built to say yes a lot and they just say yes and they do things because they think they have to.
Is that all women?
Not all women. But
I think I married one that doesn't have that gene.
Most of us are supposed to be nurturers, they say. But really look at what you're doing, anyone. And is it really driving you to your goal? Is it where you want to be? I mean, let's assume that you know where you want to go and have a goal. But is these activities that you're doing in your business actually going to get you to where you want to go? Do you really need to do these things that you're doing? And maybe volunteering and being on certain committees are all great. And yes, we all should do that. But doing two and three, you know, events in a week and in a month really review and just see where you're spending your time and is it going to be the best for your business or whatever your priorities are.
Yeah, it's about getting alignment between what we're doing and the goals we want to achieve. What do we value and what do we see as being important in our future and making sure that what we do on a day-to-day basis lines up with that, isn't it?
That's right. And like my idol, Gary Vaynerchuk, says, get off the couch and stop watching Game of Thrones if you want your business to be successful. Like, you just got to take some action. So it's just how you choose to use your time wisely.
Making the tough calls. And g'day to my dad, just in case you ever listen to one of these episodes.
I'm not even going to tell my mum about this show. She'll just kill me.
Keep it a secret.
Yeah.
You're bagging the crap out of him. It's all bad. All right. So the other thing that's really got a bug up my backside at the moment is people who don't get back to me. Like, we're getting some work done on our property at the moment, and I'm calling a few tradespeople. An example is some tree clearing work that I want done, okay? Yes, it's approved by the council, everybody. But I know this guy wants more work because I actually know him. I've met him before, and he's done work at our place. So it's not like we're complete strangers. I rang and left a voicemail 4 days ago to say I want some work done, and he calls back and leaves me a message. Like, and even his message was kind of like, yeah, you know, g'day. Now, this guy sat at his kitchen table with me a year ago, almost in tears because he didn't know how he was going to grow his business. And I know he's still marketing. And it's like, dude, just ring me back. Imagine if he's doing it to me, he's obviously doing it. Maybe he's only doing it to me. I never thought of that.
Maybe it's just you.
Maybe it's just me.
He doesn't really want to work with you, Warwick. Are you not getting the message?
Take the hint, Warwick. I don't want to do your crappy jobs. But I see that over and over, and you know, it's not the only example I've personally had, and I hear those same stories from lots and lots of punters out there, that businesses in general, but trade businesses obviously, just don't pick up the phone and return phone calls.
Yeah, and look, I've got a prime example as well. We needed a house washer for a rental property that we had. We need it done by a certain date. I told his wife, who's part of the business, that we need it done. She said, yep, we'll give you a call. I chased her up. You know, the husband still hadn't called my husband to organise it, then rang back 3 weeks later. We'd sold the house. Like,
it's a bit late to wash it.
Three weeks. Are you kidding? Like, you know, and I know that they want more business and want to grow, but it just blows my mind.
Simple stuff.
The simple stuff of not returning a call. Like, look, we're not going for within hours. We're going, you know, 24 hours.
Mm.
But 3 weeks and 4 days, and then ringing back like you're, you know, causing this inconvenience to them.
Yeah. Oh, God, what do you want done now?
Yeah. It's like it's such simple stuff, and people may think this is such basic stuff, but really look at when you're getting back to people, how you're getting back to people, because it really is going to just make a difference.
Totally. And it sounds a bit harsh, I guess, to really have a crack at people for not calling back, because I'm sure there's some really good reasons. But
are you in business to make money and serve your customers? If not, get out. It's not harsh.
Exactly.
Call your customers back if they ring. Not harsh at all. Get out of business if you don't want to talk to your customers.
Well, there you go, listeners. You heard it from Michaela. She's on the warpath today. Look, some of this, just the simple things, they really bug me because the reason it upsets me so much is I can see these people that could actually be doing so much better without having to spend money on advertising, without having to employ more people, without having to really do anything except pick up the damn phone. Ring me back, please.
And I know you talked this morning, you were having a whinge about some blinds that you needed done in your house. So yes. Please explain to our listeners how difficult it was to actually place an order.
This could go on for a while. Look, one of the things that I teach people is make it easy to buy from you. And this story is the complete opposite of that, okay? So my wife wants some blinds at home, some roller blinds, and I measured them up because I'm going to fit them myself. This particular local company has this really cool service. It's called a 5-day express blind service. Basically, you give them your measurements and they make them, and 5 days later you go and pick them up and you install them at home yourself. Beautiful.
Perfect.
Saves the quoting thing and, you know, having someone else install them. I don't need a guy to come and do that. So took the measurements, rang them up. Here's the measurements. Oh, yeah, well, you need to pick which color you want. I'm like, well, don't you have them on your website? No, you have to come in. Oh, okay, so now I've got to try and fit that appointment in, drive to the blinds place, which I did, looked at the swatches, and of course there's, you know, 7 different kinds of white and 15 different shades of I don't know, cloud or whatever the heck the colour is. So, of course, I've got to take the swatch panels home to match them up, otherwise I'll be evicted by my wife. But here's the thing. You can only have the swatches for 24 hours. So I had to take it home, match the colour, and then arrange to drop the swatch thingamajig back the next day. And even though I wanted to place the order, they had to send me the quote and the acceptance form with all the T's and C's, which has to be signed and sent back. So by this time, I'm not at their office. 50% deposit has to be paid up front. I'm good with that. Okay. I teach people to do the same thing, but I've had to phone in my credit card details. Then when I went to sign and print the form, print and sign the form to fax it back, fax machine's busy, wouldn't take my fax. So I've had to scan it and email it back, and all of this for an express service that only takes 5 days. It's taken me 5 bloody days to get the blinds just ordered.
And I did witness the frustration this morning, people.
I was on a rant, wasn't I? But, you know, there's tools nowadays with digital waivers on websites and all sorts of ways that you can make it easy for people to buy.
That's right. It's a matter of sending them a link and they just electronically sign and send it back. They can use
PayPal.
Type my
name in, put my details into the website. I mean, God, there's probably a plug-in that you can buy for $50 to stick on your website so I can submit my payment securely online.
Exactly. And all that process should have taken you no more than 5 minutes on a website. But if you add up all that travelling time and swatches and the frustration that you had this morning, all could have been alleviated, and you would have told people how easy and quick it was to get these express blinds.
Express blinds. there's the irony in there.
So, people, make it easy for people to buy from you, and totally. It's not that hard.
Totally. There's mobile payment solutions and all sorts of stuff. So for tradies who are out there, you know, going to people's houses to do work, there's card readers, you know, you can get FPOS machines you can take with you. There's all sorts of cool tools to make it easy.
And it's like Myob's PayDirect. It's such a simple thing that works with your smartphone and your reader, and you can just take a payment on the spot and it's done. It literally takes 30 seconds. So if you are out and about, there's options for you. If you work online, there's also other options. But just make it easy, people.
No excuses.
Righto, Warwick. We've had our say. We've had our rant. I think we now need to build a bridge and let our listeners get on with it.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll simmer down a little bit. I'll go and have a Valium or something and calm down.
Got a question you want answered on the show? Go to tradiesbusinessshow.com.
All right. So we're doing a bit of an episode of trying new things today. So to help our listeners get to know us better, I thought I'd spring something on you, Michaela. This is really exciting.
I don't like surprises.
I love surprises, especially when I'm not on the receiving end of them.
Oh, dear.
But I want to do something called a Mad Minute. What do you reckon? You up for it?
Why not?
Give it a go.
Let's go.
So I've got a list of questions here that I'm going to fire at you over 60 seconds.
Okay. And I've got
the watch here ready to go. So you answer as many as you can in 60 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Ready? Go. Tomato or barbecue sauce?
Neither.
Oh, how long should you let the phone ring before you answer it?
3 rings.
Should you do emails throughout the day or set aside blocks of time for them?
Blocks of time.
Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter.
Interesting. What's the biggest mistake tradies make when starting their business?
Not starting thinking of the future as a business and just trying to be a tradie.
NRL or AFL?
AFL, go the Lions.
Oh, just lost half the listeners. What's the biggest bang for buck change tradies can make to their business right now?
By blocking off some time, I think, to work on their business, market their business, and actually get off the tools a bit.
Have you read 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, I blush, yes.
Have you read the follow-up books?
No.
Oh, should you do your own bookkeeping?
No.
That was 50 seconds and I ran out of questions. Oh, that's still recording. Look at that. Okay, there's 10 seconds left. Should tradies use outsourcing?
Of course they should. If they want to make more money, save more time and focus on what they do best, which is the tools and being a business manager, instead of the things that they're not good at or don't like doing.
And I'm going to chuck a curly one. Bonus question here is onshore or offshore outsourcing?
Well, this is a podcast episode in its own. But as a company that's 100% Australian Aussie owned and we only have homegrown talent, I'm very much for onshore staff, especially for tradies. But hey, there's a place for offshoring, but not for trade and construction industry. You need to know our culture, you need to know locations and the rules, and it just doesn't happen when you go offshore.
There you go. So we went a little bit overtime there with the Mad Minute, but that was a bit of fun. Hopefully you got to know Michaela a little bit better. She doesn't like tomato or barbecue sauce, so I'm not sure what you have on your hot dogs.
Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark, talking business ownership, the nuts and bolts, and everything in between.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope you enjoyed our little mashup episode today. Give us some feedback on iTunes. So make sure you go and subscribe on iTunes to the Tradies Business Show and submit a rating or review. We do read all the reviews, so jump in there and make some comments if you like it, if you hate it. Tell us, give us some critical feedback. It's the only way we get better.
That's it. And if you don't want to miss an episode while you're there, make sure to subscribe. And if you want to know anything more about our episodes, go to tradiesbusinessshow.com. And if you would like to ask us a question that we feature on an upcoming show, make sure to leave us a voicemail and we may or may not answer it.
Yeah, well, I'll answer them. Michaela might not answer them, but I'll
answer
them.
Look at you wanting to be Mr. Popular.
Oh, well, I was on my high horse earlier. I'm feeling a little bit better now. Thanks for listening. And, yeah, tune in for another episode of the Tradies Business Show. We've got some great interviews coming up. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, make it count. Bye for now.
See ya.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.